Good morning and welcome. This is the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast on the 16th of October, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller are here with the news. They have a preview of the American Farm Bureau annual convention and details on a disease now impacting Indiana soybean fields. I'll have the closing market numbers and analysis from Arlen Suderman after another sell-off in the markets yesterday. The HAT podcast made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit FFBT.com to learn more. Also, HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here calling for more sunshine. And some warmer temperatures are on the way, too. It's the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at FFBT.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal Opportunity Lender.
Sign up now for the American Farm Bureau Convention and some options to consider to tackle red crown rot in soybeans. I'm CJ Miller and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, registration is now open for the 2025 American Farm Bureau Federation's convention. Eric Pfeiffer has more on their jam-packed schedule.
The 2025 American Farm Bureau Convention is right around the corner, and this year they're headed
deep in the heart of Texas.
That's right, deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio to be exact, January 24th through the 29th. Nikki Jones of Idea Ag says there's a lot to see and do at the convention.
We have several workshops and general sessions, and with the opening of general registration, we are talking about Eric Bowles. He is our keynote speaker, and Eric Bowles is the CEO and founder of the Game Changers, Inc., a leadership training and development company, but he might better be known for his role as wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers and New York Jets, so he's got a lot to say. We also have our lineup of workshops with all manner of topics.
Jones says it's more than just workshops and general sessions. There's something for everyone.
On our Cultivation Center stage, we have our TED-style talks where you're going to hear from different speakers on different ag-related topics. But we also have the YFNR discussion meet Final Four on that stage, as well as programming during the trade show. We're going to have all manner of agribusiness companies there, and they're going to have their experts there as well as their top innovations, and they're ready to talk with folks.
There are a couple of ways to reserve your spot in San Antonio.
To register, you can go directly through your State Farm Bureau, or you can go to annualconvention.fb.org and hit the Register Now button.
Again, that's annualconvention.fb.org. The Indiana Farm Bureau State Convention is coming up as well, December 12th through the 14th at the French Lick Resort in French Lick. You can get registered at the INFB website. There's a link on our website as well, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Well, there's a fungal disease that's only been found in Indiana's soybean fields within the past few years, but it's already spreading quickly and robbing yields wherever it appears.
Red crown rot, it is a disease that needs to be reckoned with.
And that's Bob Yale with Direct Enterprises.
It can take as much as 70% of your crop. So it's a little bit of a bugaboo for everybody. We've seen it in our research plots. We've seen it in our customer fields.
He says that red crown rot is carried through the soil and is very similar to several other soybean diseases.
It looks like sudden death syndrome, SDS, also looks like brown stem rot, so it's easy to confuse.
That's why Yale recommends that you take a look at the biological products that are offered by Direct Enterprises, starting with Reclaim, followed by Germate Plus, Spectra, and Ceramax.
You can start with one step, or you can start step one and two, or add the other two steps into your system, and you'll be further ahead.
Yale says you can also use their biological products and biostimulants in tandem with chemical fungicidal products.
It's a combination of these two methods of batting against plant disease that we improve overall production. So I'm really impressed that we have natural products and we have man-made chemistry to work against pathogens that are taking yield away and profitability from the American farmer.
For more information about the biological products available from Direct Enterprises, visit their website, directenterprises.com. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
From the Farm Bill to foreign farmland ownership and international trade, ag policy is having a big impact on Indiana farming operations. The Hoosier Ag Today Indiana Ag Policy Podcast provides in-depth coverage on these and many other important and complex issues. Get the details behind the headlines with the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast, hosted by Eric Pfeiffer. You can find it at HoosierAgToday.com, the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We've got some chilly air still here today, but it's going to be changing as we move through the rest of this week. Finally seeing Canadian high pressure pushing off to our east ever so slightly as we move through the day today and into tomorrow. So southwest flow will come up the backside of this high. That should be able to put the coldest air behind us just a little bit. And we still see sunshine all the way through. That's the biggest thing here today. We're seeing a lack of north winds, the strong north winds that were picking up moisture off the Great Lakes to our north and bringing that down over the top of us. That has subsided. So I think we're looking at better sunshine potential today. And then you put that southwest flow in here tomorrow. Sunny, warm, and dry weather should finish out the week. We're going into the weekend dry as well. Saturday, Sunday, beautiful weather conditions across the region. Temperatures above normal for this time of year. And then we move into next week, Monday, Tuesday, also looking at partly sunny skies, but there's a minor disturbance that comes across Missouri, Iowa, and Illinois on Monday night into early Tuesday that can throw some clouds here Tuesday, midday, and afternoon. I don't think we see much moisture, but if there's anything at all that pops up, it would be Tuesday night into early Wednesday. Then we follow that back up with sunny and dry weather, not necessarily warm, as Canadian high pressure wants to move southward again across the Great Lakes next Thursday into Friday. So I'm looking for slightly cooler temperatures, but a dry setup here overall, which means harvest should be able to roll on unfettered. At this rate, I think that we can finish harvest up pretty easily by the end of next week, by the 25th, and that means almost everything. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
The fields of green have turned to gold, and drivers are sharing the road with Indiana's farmers as they work to harvest their crops. That's why Hoosier Ag Today, the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, and Keystone Cooperative are reminding motorists to be patient with large, slow-moving farm equipment and vehicles. Do your part and make safety a priority. Take precautions. Be alert, slow, and focused. Let's all get home safely this harvest season. A message from Hoosier Ag Today, ISDA, and Keystone Cooperative.
More liquidation in the grains and oilseeds. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review. Settlements coming up. We begin, though, with market analysis. I checked in at the end of trade for that with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, a sell-off once again on Monday and moving on into Tuesday as well. The market's lower all day long here on Tuesday. A number of reasons why. Foremost among them, in your opinion, would be what?
Oh, I think you have to start with a backdrop of just negativity in the markets today with poor performance performance in China. Its economy is still struggling, and the government has not been forthcoming with details on their stimulus plans to satisfy the market yet. So that really started off the day with crude oil sharply lower. But then you have to also recognize that corn and soybeans are in the middle of harvest, so we're seeing harvest pressure there. For wheat, we also saw some showers in dry areas of Russia, not by any means changing the drought picture there, but still showers nonetheless. Some rains in the forecast for dry areas of southern plains. All those factors kind of coming together, along with some chart breakdowns that we've seen in corn and soybeans, adding to the weakness as well.
How about on the demand side, the way things look right now and what the impact may be on the markets, if any?
Well, export inspections numbers that came out on this Monday morning were, it's Tuesday morning because Monday was a holiday for USDA. They were very weak across the board for corn, soybeans, and wheat relative to where they should be at this time of year. So that was a disappointment as well. I think the corn numbers will improve. They're kind of erratic right now. Soybean numbers have certainly improved, but are still well below where they need to be at this time of year, because our best window of opportunity exporting soybeans is the last quarter of the year of which we're in, and we need to be at much stronger levels than what we are now. So overall, when you look at demand being soft, big crops being harvested, and now rains falling in good measure in Brazil, there's not a good story right now for particularly corn and soybeans.
How about NOPA crush, which also was out on Tuesday?
That was a bright spot, coming in better than 177 million bushels. That was higher than any of the private trade guesses. My number was 174.2 million bushels ahead of the report. The average trade guess was 170 million bushels. So it did come in better than expected, and we are seeing improved crush, not to the level that we anticipated maybe 6 months ago, as now soy oil demand is soft with all the used cooking oil coming in. We're setting records for used cooking oil imports to use as a feedstock for our green diesel production. But it still was a positive overall for this market today. But I think in this case, the negatives outweighed the positives.
Let's take a little deeper dive into the harvest pressure that we've seen, how that might continue, and I guess begin with just some generalizations from your vantage point about the early harvest results. Maybe even put on your agronomy hat, which I know you like to do from time to time, to explain where the results could possibly go from here.
I was sitting at a football game with a farmer from Illinois, and he was talking, he's an older gentleman, and he was talking about how the people back home were harvesting his soybeans so he could be at the game. And he's just complaining about how they're just BBs because of the dry finish to the season, but they're still making 80 bushels per acre. And I had to ask, you know, just how good would these crops have been had we got that one last final rain? Now, not everybody's got 80 bushel soybeans. The dry finish certainly took its toll, and we're seeing some erratic results. Overall, the crop looks big, as USDA indicated. I wouldn't be surprised if its soybean number ratchets down a little bit. I think the corn number is probably pretty good. Either way, we're at record to near record crops and disappointing demand right now, especially for soybeans.
Arlen Suderman, Market Analysis. Arlen with StoneX and StoneX.com. Now, the settlements from Tuesday trade. Deese corn loses 7 cents, dips down to 401 1/4. March, 417.5, down 7 1/4. Also 7 cents lower. May contract, 426. A nickel down. November beans, 991. January dips to 1003.5, losing 8 cents. March 8.5 down at 1016 3/4. December wheat, 579.5, a nickel and 3/4 lower. The meats down 2. December live cattle, 186.52, $1.40 lower, and December lean hogs off 57 cents down to 75.22. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.